Hello again, Peter Dobby here in Doha with your top stories on Al Jazeera. The UAE has intercepted ballistic missiles fired by Houthi rebels. It's retaliated by launching airstrikes in Yemen. Last week, three people were killed in a Houthi drone attack on the UAE capital. A Houthi spokesman is warning of further attacks on the UAE.
In response to the belligerent escalation by Saudi Arabia and the UAE and their crimes against our beloved people, the missiles and drone units of our armed forces carried out a successful large military operation. Our armed forces stressed its full preparedness to widen the scope of its operation in the coming period of time and to meet escalations with further escalations. Our armed forces renew its warning to the foreign companies and investors within the UAE to leave as the UAE is declared an unsafe country and the target of our future operations, so long as its belligerence and siege against Yemen is not halted.
An attempted coup does appear to be underway in Burkina Faso. Reports from the capital, Ouagadougou, say the president has been detained at a military base. Soldiers have taken control of the main TV station. EU foreign ministers say they're ready to impose never-seen-before sanctions if Russia attacks Ukraine. They're meeting in Brussels for the latest round of crisis talks. Western countries are concerned by the build-up of Russian forces, while Moscow is worried about NATO expansion. Taiwan says China flew 39 warplanes near its airspace in what's being described as the largest operation of its kind for 3 months. The Taiwanese Air Force issued radio warnings and activated air defense missile systems. There's been no immediate comment from China, which considers the island to be a breakaway province. Lebanon's prime minister is meeting his cabinet for the first time in 3 months. The government has been divided since October about the investigation into the 2020 Beirut port explosion. Hezbollah and its ally, the Amal movement, want the judge leading the inquiry to be removed. A UK court has ruled that the WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, can challenge a decision to extradite him to the United States. That means he can appeal to the Supreme Court. The US wants to try Assange on espionage charges after WikiLeaks published classified military documents about the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq.